Brittany, I'm first going to say thank you for taking your time for the interview.
Well, thank you for having me.
First thing I want to ask is, how did you get involved with the band Unleash the Archers?
Well, Scott and Braden, who are our drummer and our guitar player, were playing in a band before. We were all at university together. And when that band broke up, I spoke with the two of them and said, you know, let's start something on our own with me doing vocals. And they were pretty excited about that. So we just found another guitar player and bass player on Live Vic, which is a website in Victoria where you can post if you need musicians or something like that. And yeah, we just started it all together. And we've been, the three of us have been together in the band the whole time. We've had a few other member changes, but the three of us are still in it together.
When you first got into the band, what was it you were looking to do? Was there any particular achievement you were looking to do from the band?
Mostly, I think we just wanted to tour a lot. We still do. It's still our main goal, to tour to places we've never been before and play our music for people that have never heard us. I mean, it's awesome becoming something worth seeing in your own hometown, but it can, not that it gets old, but you can play it out a little bit. So we started by just hopping over to the mainland, and then we started doing cross Canada tours and going as far as we could. We've been to Halifax a couple times now, and then just last summer we did the entirety of North America. So we've sort of got our sights set on Europe or South America now. We just want to keep getting out further and further away from our homeland.
Who would you say that you listen to get inspiration?
Definitely Iron Maiden. Bruce Dickinson is the best ever. I love watching him live. I've been to three Maiden shows already because it's so energetic and amazing watching him do what he does and run around on these huge stages. And I really take a lot of inspiration from him, and I try and do that as well. He just draws so much energy from the crowd with what he does, and I feel like if I can emulate that, maybe we can do not nearly as exciting as Iron Maiden, but hopefully get the crowd involved just as much as they do. So, but also vocally, I'm really influenced by Daniel Hyman of Lost Horizon. They are not together anymore, unfortunately, but I would love to see them live as well if it were ever in the stars that they get back together.
You never know, so many bands that do get back together nowadays, that it could happen.
I know, it's like on my wish list.
What was it at first that made you want to get into singing? What was the point that you thought, yes, this is something I want to do?
Well, I was really, really young, and my mother heard me singing around the house, and it wasn't until one of my teachers said, you know, she's really talented, you should do something with this. And I started choir when I was seven years old. And so I was doing that for a really long time. But it wasn't until I saw Scott in the band with the boys, because he was my boy. He's my boyfriend. So I would go to all their shows and I would see them up on stage. And I was just like, well, this is so different from choir. I think I could totally do this. And I was really, you know, listening to Maiden a lot at the time and just thinking, you know, this is something that I think I can do. And so basically that's, I was inspired by seeing my friends be in a band and thinking that maybe I could do it as well.
What is the music scene like there compared to what you provide? Does it feel quite similar, or do you feel you're almost challenging what's around you?
It's very tight knit. It feels like one big family all across the country. In all the towns that we go and play in, we have bands that we feel like our brothers, you know, and we, like, I don't know, we don't really have a word for them, but they're like our friend bands, and we love playing with them, and they love playing with us, and when they come here, we help gather the scene around them, and all of our fans will come out and watch them play, and when we go there, they'll do the same thing for us. So the metal scenes are really very similar all across the country in that they are super supportive, like especially Victoria, our hometown. It's fantastic. Just so many people come out to every show, and all the bands support one another, and we're all at each other's shows, and it's really rad. But the only thing is that our cities are small in comparison to, you know, something like, you know, Berlin or Los Angeles. I mean, these people have thousands and thousands of people in their metal scene, whereas we are more in the hundreds. So it is easier to be tight-knit, but it's also, we're not exactly reaching as many people. But it's rad. I love the Canadian metal scene. It's so supportive. It's like we have a home away from home everywhere we go.
Because you got together, you're saying here in 2007, and you had your first album out in 2009, Behold the Devastation. What was it like when you first got your music together? How did that, I mean, what was your process in getting your music out?
We did our own little demo, self-recorded in our jam spot in 2008 and printed it up through a friend of ours who just printed like 200 copies or so, something like that. And we started selling those at shows for $5 a pop. And everyone was like, I mean, this is great, but you guys really need to do something professional because it just isn't a clear reflection of how great you are live. So we contacted a friend Jason from Omega Media Core Studios in Richmond, and he gave us a really good deal because it was our first recording, and we took some of the songs from that demo and some of the other songs that we had learned were sort of crowd favorites, and we recorded all 8 of them with him in a 1 week time span, and I think each of us had like 2 days to do our songs, and he mixed and mastered everything, and it was amazing. And for a first time record, it was like, it was just gold holding the CD in our hands to have a real album of our music. It was just such a proud moment for us. And we were so excited, and it sort of just lit the flame. And we've been doing studio recordings once a year ever since. Just EPs and stuff, not a full album every year, but it's really quite amazing. It's a hard process, the studio. It's nothing like playing live. It's a lot of pressure and can be quite stressful, but just being able to see your music in print at the end of it all is worth it, big time.
The first time that you did play live, what was that like?
It was good, I guess. I was so nervous. Like, I was just shaking the whole time. I thought I was going to fall off the stage. It was actually at the Cobalt, which was one of the biggest metal and punk venues in Vancouver. It sort of has made a little bit of a legend for itself in Canada, and I'm not sure if anybody else knows about it, but it was a grungy little bar, and it was really an honor to play there because there was so much history behind it. But I mean, it has this like huge 6-foot stage that's actually really not very wide but just really tall, and I was pretty nervous, but we played well and we made a good impression, and we played, you know, we came back to Vancouver a few more times, played at the Cobalt. We were well received, but of course we were very amateur.
In recent times, in the past few months, there's been a lot of attention around your one of your releases in particular, which you have been named by some websites as Video of the Year. What was that like?
Yeah, that was for General of the Dark Army from our Demons of the Astro Waste album that we released in 2011. And we really wanted to make a music video that surrounded the theme of the song, because we did a music video before, we were just sort of goofing around, and it wasn't very serious, and we wanted something serious and high quality that we could put up on YouTube and maybe make a name for ourselves that way. And we enlisted the help of our friend Richard Olak of Brotherhood. He's doing a movie here that is really independent, but he used all of his contacts and resources to help us with our music video. It's called Battle of Bergeldorf. You can find it online. It's like totally awesome. And he helped us make this video so much more than we thought it was going to be. And he came up with a little storyline for it and everything. And the reaction was far beyond anything that we ever would have thought. We were just excited to do it and excited to put finally the story of the General up where people can see it and can understand what the song's about. But it was a really good time filming it. And Richard just pulled so many things out that so many friends helped us out for this, and we were really excited about that, and we're really proud of the video.
Yeah, because the video came out actually quite a while ago now. When you first saw it and you saw, obviously, what the end result was, what was the first thing you thought?
Pride. I don't know, it was... I had the story of the General in my head for so long, and I just envisioned him for so long, and I knew exactly what I wanted the video to convey, and it did a really good job. I mean, it wasn't perfect, right? Because it's just an image floating around in my mind. It's really hard to make that real, but it was so much better than I thought we could ever do as an independent band. And I hope that other people see the story and see how much effort we put into it and appreciate that. Because as an independent band, coming up with, you know, the amount of money that required to just to use the Red Cam, which was actually used to film The Hobbit and I think a couple of the Lord of the Rings movies, but there's some videographers here in Vancouver that own one, and we were like, we really want you to do this for us. And so we never thought that we'd ever be able to come up with enough money, but we did an account on Indiegogo, which was like a Kickstarter kind of thing, and a lot of our fans helped us out, and it's really because of them that the video does look as good as it does and that we're so happy with it. I mean, it was way more. You have no idea how we had no idea that it was going to look this good. I mean, we thought that it was just going to be another little indie video, but it turned out to be so much more, and we're so proud of it.
I was actually going to note, because when I was watching it, I especially, yeah, because the quality straight away is very, very good. And when I was seeing it, I just thought, this looks like you've taken clips from something like Game of Thrones or maybe like Lord of the Rings. And when I saw this was all original, my mind was blown. And I mean, when you look back at it now, is this something that you'd like to continue on music videos, or would you like to make new challenges when it comes to producing films for your music?
Well, it's a little hard to top what we did with that because of the Red Cam, really. It's such an amazing camera. I don't know if we'll be able to. I mean, I guess we could talk to the boys again about renting their camera, but we do want to try something different for the next one, and we have ideas, and we're going to be actually filming it this summer. And it's going to be very different, but we want it to be as high quality as that one. We want it to make as good as impression as the General did, because we feel that music videos are important. They are a representation of your band. And if you put, you know, $20 to walk around with a camera and post it up on YouTube, or if you put $10,000 to actually make an effort into your video that really is a great interpretation of how you, the effort that you put into your band and how much you love your band and what you're willing to do to get out there and be noticed. So I think that if you're willing to do that kind of hard work, it's showing that your band is a hardworking band in general. So we really do put a lot of effort into everything that we do.
The last full album came out in 2011, Demons of the Astro Waste. What's the plans looking for, like, a next full release?
Well, we're currently in the middle of writing a new album right now. But what we always do is we always set, like, our release date, or we book a tour and we have to have it done by that time. And so we sort of end up rushing things at the end. I mean, like, the last, for Demons, we stayed up till, I think it was 6 in the morning. We were up for 28 hours straight with our producer doing all the mixing, because we needed to get it to the mastering that day. It was so intense, and we just don't want to do that to ourselves again. So we're going to take some time, and we're going to write each song and make it the best that each song can be, and we're going to change it all around, and we're not just going to settle. So this album probably is going to take a little bit longer. We're thinking hopefully late 2013, early 2014 release, but we're not going to rush it. But definitely there's going to be a new album within a year, for sure.
You've done some touring, you've been doing some shows already. Is there anywhere in particular you've always dreamed of playing?
Well, I mean, way beyond our expectations. I've always wanted to play Wacken because it's just so huge and so well known. But that's like miles in the future, I'm thinking. And I have also wanted to go to the UK because that's actually my heritage, is Scottish and Irish. And so I really want to sort of see the homeland, quote unquote. And I, you know, I've met so many great people through Facebook that are from the UK, and I'd really like to be able to go and play for you guys and make some new fans. And I don't know, I just and Europe in general. And Japan, I hear, is quite crazy. That'd be fun too, I think.
I can tell you what, you'd definitely be welcome in the UK.
Yeah, thanks. We want to get over there so bad. We just want to cross the ocean somewhere, I think.
If you got the opportunity, either by yourself or with Unleash the Archers, is there anyone that you would love to work with? Who would you choose to work with, and why would you choose that person?
Well, I guess probably like the ultimate dream would to do a duet with Bruce. I listen to a lot of his solo work, and I love his solo stuff just as much as I love Maiden, and I think it would be wicked to be able to sing with him. For playing live, I don't think we'd ever get the honor of sharing the stage with Maiden, but I thought that touring with Iced Earth would be rad. Stu is a fellow Canadian, and he's such a rad guy, and he's a really big influence on me vocally, and just the way that he took over Iced Earth and made it his own, and it's still just as epic, is like, I'm so proud of him, and I would love to be able to tour with him in Iced Earth. So probably those two.
Well, you never know. Anything can happen. And yeah. Well, I basically always see it as, if Jay-Z and Linkin Park were able to team up together to release an album, I think anyone could do anything now.
Yeah, probably. I think you're right about that. That is a weird one.
But it worked.
Yeah.
That was the thing. It was, they were both so different, but they were just brilliant together.
Yeah, for sure. That's really weird. I was just thinking about Linkin Park the other day, actually, and I was like, where are those guys? What are they doing? Probably just hanging around with all their money.
they did do an album last year, and I have to admit, it was definitely better than what they've done previous, like from the past couple.
That's good, because sometimes you hear bands that are, you know, from sort of another time, and they come back and try and do something, and it's just not quite right, and you just continue to listen to their old stuff because they've changed too much, you know what I mean?
Joe, that's what I want. I want you to come over to the UK, but you got to bring Linkin Park with you.
I'll give him a call.
Awesome stuff.
They're paying.
Yeah, well, I've got no issue with that. As long as they get you over as well, it's fine. Fantastic. Well, yeah, Brittany, thank you so much. Take your time for the chat. Thank you for what's been so far one of the greatest music videos I've seen by anyone, and well, hopefully looking forward to some more music by the end of the year as well.
Yeah, thanks so much. I really appreciate you calling out for this interview. It was really, I love this stuff.
Fantastic. Well, I'll let you carry on, and well, good luck with all the future stuff with Unleash the Archers, and for now, goodbye.
Thanks so much. It was great to meet you.
And you too. See you later.
Goodbye.